down south. It's called Spring in the Forest. And I'm sure he's online right now. We have Mr. Des Donnelly, who's a retired forester, who's got a great interest in this, of course, as do a lot of other people. And he joins us to explain a little bit better. Good afternoon to you, Des.
Oh, hi, Jane.
Thank you for joining us. You've retired as a forester. How many years did you spend?
Well, I spent most of my early life, probably 40 years in forestry.
Oh, yep. You've seen a lot, haven't you?
I have, yes. all good.
All good until they start getting cut down. That's the concern, isn't it?
Well, no, it shouldn't be. We have to manage our forests, and cutting down trees is no worse than digging them up to mine aluminium.
Okay, we'll get to the point about Spring in the Forest. It's going to be held this Sunday, the 9th of October, between 10 and 4 p.m. First of all, where exactly are you?
Look, we're in Ludlow, and Ludlow's a little village or forestry settlement within the Tuart Forest. It was established over 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's midway between Capel and Busselton City.
Now, to get there, because I'm hopeless on direction, people go down to Busselton, the main road down to Busselton. Is there a signage for them to go into Ludlow?
Yes, there is. If they're coming south, they can turn off at the Ludlow Tourist Road. It's called Tuart Drive.
Tuart Drive. And it's fairly obvious, is it?
It's pretty obvious, yeah. It's a great big sign on the corner just out of Capel. And it's the old highway. It's been there for years and years. And it runs through the heart of the Tuart Forest.
Oh, I reckon the drive would be beautiful to see.
Yeah, most people enjoy it. It's our heritage. There's only a very small part of the Tuart Forest left in the world, and we're doing our best to make sure it doesn't disappear.
Well, that's the whole aim of the weekend, isn't it? And we'll get to that in a moment. How much of the forest had we lost up until now?
Look, it's in excess of 90%. We have a figure of some 3% left, which is rather sad. And most of that, in fact, the great majority of it is in Ludlow.
Goodness me.
A little patch of tall tuarts that are the only tall tuarts left in the world.
That's amazing, isn't it? It's got a real history to it. So the actual cutting down of the trees, they was never reforested way back then when the last was cut down?
Yeah, look, the history's a bit misunderstood. When we first arrived, the Tuart Forest was seen as a great resource, and the farmers that arrived thought because it was such a high-value forest, it was tall, it was strong, and they thought the soil would be rich, and they started to clear it to try and grow crops.
Yeah.
And that went on, and still went on right up until about 20 years ago. So it was agriculture that spoiled most of the Tuart Forest, and of course those early settlers had to make a living, and timber export was right on the doorstep. They had the estuary into the Indian Ocean where they could load timber out. And to make a living and to start our economy, they harvested the trees that had been cut down for farming. So the trees that are left because foresters took over in nearly 70 years later when the Forest Act was written in 1918, but it got some protection.
And wow, thank goodness.
Yeah, we haven't harvested tuart for 45 years, so the sawmills stopped working back in 75.
Mm.
So people like to blame logging, but it's not logging at all. It's probably bad management.
Yeah, desecration in hindsight, isn't it? Absolutely.
Well, the government, you know, back in the early 1900s realised that if they didn't look after that forest and write the Forest Act that gave it protection, then it would all be gone.
Yeah. Look, that's exactly right. Thank goodness. That's very true. Now, let's get down to what's going to happen this weekend, Sunday. It's a day trip from Perth, that's for sure. So just tell us, if you wouldn't mind, Des, what people can expect.
Look, we're a volunteer organisation. We've got quite a number of members, over 600. We are trying to restore the old forestry settlement. It's been neglected or abandoned really for the last 20 years, and it's in a pretty poor state. We believe it has heritage value and it can also add to tourism and education and all of those good things. We've managed to restore one, the main building, which was the old office building, and that's come up a real treat, and we're fitting that out now with some information, and that'll become an information centre and a window into the Stuart Forest, so if people want to stop off, they can look, call in there and spend an hour or two.
Great for tourism.
All the old buildings are still there, the sawmill itself is still there, and most of the machinery is still in it, so we want to try and restore all of that.
Where are you going to get the funding from after this particular Sunday, do you think, to start to do all that?
Well, we're hoping that this Sunday will encourage people to call in.
Oh, great.
And perhaps we can start making some money out of visitors. There's a couple of tourist sites right next door. There's the Forest Adventures where people swing from trees on ropes, and there's a sunflower farm where they have up to 4,000 visitors a day. So we want to try and cash in on that too and get people into the forest and tell them what it's all about. And
Oh, people would love it. They would absolutely love it. Now, you've got a schedule of events, have you not? Sabrina Hahn, of course, who is involved in obviously all sorts of things as far as nature's concerned and, you know, trees and plants and that sort of thing. She's going to be with you on the day, isn't she?
Yes, we've got Sabrina for two sessions. She'll be talking from 11 o'clock up until midday, and then again in the afternoon about 2 o'clock. So,
yeah. But you're going to have a lot of other events, aren't you, for people if they go down there? Something for the children, arts and crafts, raffles, settlement information, native plant sales, food vans. This sounds fantastic. Sausage, oh, you have to have a sausage sizzle. Blacksmith demonstration. Right. Are you going to be cooking the sausages?
No, the Lions Club have very kindly volunteered to do that. They do a great job.
It sounds beautiful. I mean, I remember going to Dwelling Up, who, you know, which was, of course, a timber town, years and years ago, and they turned that into sort of a tourist place. Just, you could go and stay there for weekends, and it was just beautiful.
Yes, well, we've got 12 cottages, and we had to refurbish them for people to stay overnight or for a period.
Gorgeous.
And all of that will be right in the heart of the Stuart Forest. We've also got a section there that we want to turn into an eco-tourism venture, and also a native plant food garden that we hope to get our local Aboriginal people to run.
You've got a lot of work ahead of you.
We sure have.
Des, you know, some of the people that may come down on the weekend may find themselves wanting to volunteer.
Look, we'd love them too, and you know, they can still volunteer in Perth. All they have to do is become a member and then run some events and make some money for us.
Oh, good on you. There's a lot of people very concerned about reforestation. And it is www.ludlowtuitforest.org.au.
That's it. Yep.
And we've got that info here. Look, good luck to all of you. There's a lot of work that's been put into this, and I'm sure you're going to see the benefit of it long term. And it's great work that you all do. Thank you very much for joining us, Des.
Okay, thanks for the interview.
Thank you indeed. There you go, if you want to do something on the weekend.